I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week, it was not exactly a two-parter, but we talked about Helen Taussig and Vivian Thomas, who were both part of the development of a heart surgery to treat tetralogy of Fallot and other congenital heart conditions. Vivian Thomas, they've both been on my list forever, really for so, so long. I feel like the first people who suggested it to us as a topic were like way, way back when you and I very first joined the show, on a visit to see my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom and I watched Something the Lord Made. And I think that was really what made me go, who's this Mary Stuart Masterson character, though?
Right.
Like I had been percolating on this idea of Vivian Thomas for so long. And then I was like, wait a minute, but who is this other doctor? Like, I became very curious about her. And for a time, I thought I was going to do a trilogy. But honestly, I found Dr. Blaylock a little frustrating.
Shout out to that movie, though, because it is so good.
It's a really good movie.
Like, I remember being so blown away by Mos Def in that movie. And I can't remember if that was before or after Hitchhiker's Guide. But I just remember being like, this person that I didn't realize was a good actor is holding his own in scenes with Alan Rickman. And they are both equally compelling, and that is hard to do with Alan Rickman. Mm-hmm. I say as a big Alan Rickman fan. But I just remember being like, holy Moses, he's really good. It's a fun watch.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. I have not seen the documentary that was on PBS American Experience.
I have not either.
I had thought about it. It is available, I think, in one place to rent a streaming version of it, and I just did not find the time to do it. I do have a story about Helen Taussig that I did not include in the episode because I just couldn't figure out whether this was something that Taussig actually expressed or if it was the interpretation of the author who was doing the writing.
Right.
So very late in her life, after she had retired, Taussig had this surgery, first on one ear and then on the other, that restored a lot of her hearing. And the way this was described and what I was reading was that people had really tried to pressure her to do it during her career And she didn't want to do it because it was an elective surgery. That part is in the episode. But it was also that she was like, I'm doing my job fine. If you think I'm talking too loudly or too quietly, that is your problem, not my problem. And so I don't think I need to have an elective surgery to address your discomfort with my speaking volume. And I was like, man, I really, really wish I knew, because it was not clear in the way that it was written, whether that was something that like had that was her own thought that she had expressed somewhere, or whether that was the thought of the person who was writing the paper. But I did want to kind of acknowledge it because I was like, that's awesome.
Right. I loved the story that you included about the medical school discussion and like, why would anybody do all this if they're not actually going to get a degree at the end?
Yes. Like, I hope they don't.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. A thing that was really weird, I kept finding places that said that Boston University was not granting medical degrees to women. And I was like, but BU was like co-educational, going back to when it absorbed the like New England Women's Medical School. So that was really confusing. I went down a big rabbit hole to try to figure out like what was behind that. And I really think it was just that her professor thought that Johns Hopkins might be a better school. But yeah, she wound up then at Johns Hopkins for the rest of her career. We've had like a lot of people wanting to work in fields that did not really welcome them over the last couple of weeks. It became kind of an accidental theme.
Thematic, yeah. Well, it's we're coming out of Halloween season, so that's like a scary... but also a, you know, frequent story of the people that aren't really talked about in history as much. So it's not so surprising that it emerges thematically from time to time, but we have been on a tear.
Yeah. And another story that did not make its way into the episode was actually about Dr. Blaylock. Apparently Dr. Blaylock loved Coca-Cola and he would drink like 6 Cokes a day. And if he shared a Coke with you, like, that was a mark of honor. Like, he did not...
I understand that.
He did not just offer people a Coke when they came into the lab. And when they were doing experiments involving shock, one of the things that they were trying to study was cold. And they had this refrigerator. And he was like, that was where the Cokes were stored. And they were having to clear everything out of it to make it like an experimental space with cold temperatures. And Dr. Blaylock kept being like, but my Cokes, though, like, where are my Cokes going to go? And they sort of thought he was joking. They were like, we're using this for experiments now. And finally, he, like, found a box, like, Vivian Thomas found this box that 5 Cokes would fit in. And then, like, Dr. Blaylock found the one place that it would fit into this refrigerator. And I was like, man, I feel like this is just an illustrative story about this very particular man.
Yeah. I share your frustration. He seems like just an insufferable person. And I keep finding myself going like, what? Why did no one? I mean, but people did realize, you mentioned it in your outline, that like it was getting to the point where his career was on kind of thin ice.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. There's part of me that I started laughing at one point and I asked Casey to remove it because my thought for the time machine that we often talk about is just to send my hand flipping the bird back in time to him.
Like, yeah.
Be like, don't be such a jerk.
One of the things that a lot of people have pointed out is that Dr. Blaylock could not have done what he did without Vivian Thomas. It just, he needed Vivian Thomas to do what he did. But conversely, like, Vivian Thomas could not have done what he did without Alfred Blaylock. Like, there was no possible way that, like, the white medical establishment, even if he had gone to medical school and he had developed his practice on his own and he had found the time and the resources to, like, be able to do research of his own and he had made some kind of breakthrough, like, it's just not likely that the white medical establishment would have taken notice of it.
Right.
Like, and that's just not something that probably would have happened. A lot of people have also commented that, like, Johns Hopkins was, there was a lot of racism at Johns Hopkins. We talked toward the end of the episode about Thomas working with Dr. Levi Watkins Jr. on the first implanted automatic cardiac defibrillator.
Yeah.
He also became part of the admissions committee. And after he became involved with admissions into Johns Hopkins Medical School, admissions of marginalized groups grew by something like 400%, which is a lot. I mean, I don't know how in terms of actual numbers that pans out, but like there was like still a lot of work that was needing to be done in the last years that that Vivian Thomas was working there, even as he was becoming more recognized for what he had done.
A complex symbiosis.
Yeah.
Of that whole thing is hard. I think that's probably why people don't as often kind of acknowledge why, like, Thomas needed Blaylock as well, is because he was such a jerk. But like, as you know, so clearly pointed out, like, there just were wheels in motion, and a lot of them racism related that would have held him back otherwise.
Yeah.
Phew.
I am glad that Vivian Thomas got some recognition while he was still alive to learn about it. Because, like, that's also happened where we've done episodes about people who did something that was a big breakthrough that was totally just washed over in their time. And then it's not until long after their death that somebody goes, oh, that was actually deeply important.
Oh, you're a genius.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember if it was on the Johns Hopkins website, but the speeches from when that portrait was dedicated, like the speech is online. Like, there's a SoundCloud file of it up there, so you can listen to Vivian Thomas actually talking, which I found to be lovely.
It is. It struck me so hard, the excerpt that you included where he's talking about how he didn't think he ever, you know, would be seen as making such a big impact. And when you consider, like, how much work he was doing,
mm-hmm.
the fact that that was not ever part of his mental equation, like, oh, I'm doing important things that people will see, as it is a little bit heartbreaking, and also speaks to his own humility. And
yeah,
it's a very moving speech.
Yeah, he seems to have been just deeply, deeply humble about everything his whole life. So hope people enjoyed these episodes. We really did get a request for Vivian Thomas within like the last week. Like, when I was going through looking for listener mail to read for the these episodes, I found that one. So it was a very recently sent in one. And anyway, if you'd like to send us an email, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And you can subscribe to our show on the iHeartRadio app and Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. And, you know, we hope everybody has a great weekend, whatever is on your plate for the weekend. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of Bitcoin. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.